Pakistan is witnessing a deeply disturbing surge in violence against children. According to the Sustainable Social Development Organization, SSDO, 7,608 cases were reported in just the first quarter of 2024, an average of 21 incidents per day. The data reveals a broad spectrum of abuse: 2,954 cases of sexual abuse, 2,437 cases of kidnapping, 895 incidents of child labor, 683 cases of physical abuse, 586 cases of child trafficking, and 53 reports of child marriage. Each category represents a different form of trauma, yet the legal response to these crimes remains shockingly inadequate. Despite the existence of stringent laws, including the Prevention of Trafficking in Persons Act 2018, which carries a punishment of 10-year imprisonment and 1 million rupee fine for child trafficking, the conviction rate for most crimes remains dismal. Sexual abuse, kidnapping, and child marriage cases have seen conviction rates of less than 1%, with child marriage yielding zero convictions nationwide. The problem is not the absence of laws, but the near-complete failure to implement them. Whether due to flawed investigations, lack of prosecutorial follow-through, an overburdened justice system, or social pressure on victims' families, perpetrators continue to walk free. A law not enforced is a law in name only. If authorities are serious about ending violence against children, it must treat implementation as seriously as legislation. Fast-track courts for child abuse cases, protection for whistleblowers and victims' families, proper training for law enforcement, and accountability within the judicial process must now become the state's priority. Without action, laws will remain ink on paper and children will continue to suffer the consequences. Pakistan cannot continue to ignore this crisis. Children who survive abuse often face lifelong trauma, while those who don't survive become forgotten casualties in a system that looks away.